everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. This is Diversity in Yachting, and I'm your host, Gabriella. Today, we are joined with a very special guest, Eddie Gill IV. And so, warm welcome to you. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you in a dorm right now, or are you at home?
I am. I'm in my my apartment at school.
Wow. Okay. So, I wanted to chat with you because I think what you're doing with Journey for a Cause is a really, really cool idea and much needed in the outdoor boating, fishing world. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, what you do, and let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, definitely. So as you said, I'm Eddie. I'm 20 years old. I go to Grace College, a small school in northern Indiana. I grew up in Carmel, Indiana, right near Indianapolis. I've been there since 2004. And I've really gotten into fishing, boating, all of that since I was a little kid. My grandfather, really exposed me to it when I was around 4 years old in Utah. And then since then it's just really taken off and it's been a passion of mine ever since.
That's super cool. I didn't know anyone growing up that fished or camps or boats or any of that stuff. So it's kind of interesting when I meet someone who kind of grew up around that, because outdoors to me is the beach.
Yeah.
To be honest. So what got you really passionate about boating and fishing?
All the way back to when I was a little kid, fishing with my grandfather in Utah. And then since then, I've just really taken a great passion towards it. And then in recent years, I have wanted to try to fish more waters, different areas, and I needed a boat to do that. So just recently, I got a fishing boat. When I was a little younger, about 10 years old, I got a really small little rowboat out fishing. And then it's just developed since then. So yeah, I think that my love for boating and fishing just really started as a little kid, and it's just grown ever since then.
I saw that you partnered with Parker Boats.
Was correct?
That...
Yep.
So how did that come about?
Yeah. So when I started Journey for a Cause and came up with the idea, I began to reach out to different companies, trying to look for ways I could partner with a boat company. They could help me out there. And thankfully, one of my administrators at college. Is friends with the owner of Correct Craft, the parent company of Parker Boats, and I started talking with them, and we were able to work out a deal. Months in the making, but I'm thankful and I'm glad that that's finally solidified, and I can't wait to move forward with them.
That is so cool. Like, how did you even learn how to drive a boat, or do you have like some type of certification or license that you need to do that?
Yeah, so I've been driving boats for probably the past 10 years, just when we go camping or when I'm with friends or something like that.
Since you were 10, you can do that?
I mean,
if I saw a child
with my parents and everything. Riding...
I just pictured like a baby driving a boat just now when you said that.
Yeah, almost.
Man, that's so cool.
Yeah, but then right now I'm working on my captain's license. And that'll go forward for Journey for a Cause. So that's really why I'm getting that. But other than that, I've been on boats for really my entire life.
That is crazy. It's kind of, so you play college basketball, right?
I do. Yep.
That's awesome. So basketball and boating, I don't see the connection. I don't. How did that happen? Were you playing basketball your whole life as well?
Yeah, so I've been playing basketball really competitively since about sixth grade. And it's one of those things that, like, there's not many people that are college basketball players that also love to fish and be outside and that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of unique in that nature. And that's one thing that I kind of want to change. And being biracial, there's just a whole other aspect to it. I think that's a big thing for me, is just trying to get more people involved, more people exposed. To the whole just outdoor community.
Right. So would you agree that it is just about exposure? And, you know, do you think that advertising and media has a lot to do with Black people being exposed to these kinds of activities?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a number of issues, and there's a number of different reasons that we could go into. I think advertising and media is certainly one of them. And I think whenever you turn on TV and you see a Bass Pro Shops commercial, it's generally not black men and women that are on there fishing or on boats or whatnot. And then I think it's just that stereotype, and as that gets perpetuated down through generations, it just continues. And then another thing that's just an example, there's obviously many of them, but the opportunity just wasn't there. There wasn't a YMCA on every corner. There wasn't public swimming pools for everyone to go congregate. They weren't worried about putting swimming pools in these communities that they were building. So that's just one piece of it. That's just one small example. There are many examples that we could come up with, but that's just one example that's pretty clear cut and dry. That's pretty easy to understand. So yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to some of these things that people don't want to really open their eyes to. And
Well,
yeah.
I would agree with we just weren't exposed.
Yeah.
I would also take it as far as to say that, I grew up thinking that all of these activities were for privileged people, and
Yeah.
the privileged tend to be white. You need
Yeah.
money to buy a boat. You need leisure time.
Yeah,
You
definitely.
know, and in order to have the leisure time, you might have a job that allows you or affords you to purchase these things and have the time off, right?
Yeah.
If you have a job where you can afford all of this, you might have gone to college and you're probably college educated, So like it's a whole like thing.
Exactly.
But yeah, I used to think that skiing, well, I still kind of think skiing is a sport of privilege because who can afford to go stay in a mountain, whatever, I don't even know what it's called, a resort, a ski
Yeah.
lodge, I don't know. I'm not rich enough yet to know what that is. But like, yeah, like to me, skiing, snowboarding, camping, even hiking, yoga,
Yeah.
like to me in my mind
Yeah.
growing up, those were all things for privileged and upper
Yeah.
class people. And to me, that was white. So I'd be like, oh, white people activities. And I would brush certain things off and not even try because I'm like, that's for white people.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would do because I grew up by the beach is surfing because I could do that. I can afford a surfboard
Yeah.
or to rent a surfboard at that time. So like I surf, but like everyone from San Diego surfs,
Yeah.
just a part of our culture. But
Right.
I'm now that I think about it, growing up, I was pretty much the only black girl in the water
Yeah.
surfing with big curly
Yeah.
hair. And like
Yeah,
even now when I go surfing, I don't see any black people at all. But what
definitely.
I'm noticing on Instagram a lot is a lot of pro black surfers are now being sponsored by Hurley, Billabong, Sunbum, the sunscreen,
Yep.
and they're using them in their advertisements now. And so my main thing is like if these bigger outdoor brands and sport companies start to normalize seeing black faces in those settings, it will soon just become normal, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We just have to normalize seeing it. We have to diversify the media and, mainstream, make it mainstream type of thing. And
Exactly.
Thrasher magazine has been sponsoring black skaters for a while. They were like ahead of the game. And I've seen black skaters in those magazines for a while now. But it's like in terms of the maritime industry and boating, like they need to catch up. So
Right.
I feel like Journey for a Cause is like part of the steps to getting there. Are you involved in any like boating clubs or like sailing clubs, yacht clubs?
Yeah, so I actually did a sailing camp once or twice 2 weeks a summer when I was younger. But as of right now, I'm really not involved in any club or yachting any club or anything like that at this moment.
Have you ever been on a sailing boat or a sailing yacht? Does that interest you at all?
I've sailed, but just smaller boats. I've never been on a big sailing yacht or anything with some substantial size.
Yeah. So you must be pretty busy with like playing basketball and studying
Yeah.
and making time for fishing and all of that. When do you plan to do your Journey for a Cause trip? And like, why don't you explain to our viewers that aren't familiar what that is and what it's about?
Yeah. So, Journey for a Cause is set for May 29th to about June 12th. And it's a trip, a boating trip from southern Indiana to the Gulf of Mexico. And I'll take several different rivers from southern Indiana to get to the Gulf of Mexico. And the entire goal behind it is to try to just expose this issue, number one, and then number two, try to promote and just create awareness around it and get people involved. So whether that be making a stop and teaching some kids how to fish, or making a stop and saying, "Hey, this here's the boat. This is what it does. This is why you should get on it. This is why you should get into this." And then really just teaching people all about the sport behind it and the fun behind it. And for me, it's just a sense of calmness. Anytime I'm outside fishing or on a boat, just in taking a walk in the woods, there's just a sense of calmness, a sense of joy, a sense of peace that comes with that. And that's for everybody. So that's really what the entire goal behind this is. And yeah, that's where I'm at right now with it.
That sounds so cool. I'll be following your journey for sure on Instagram. So you mentioned you're biracial. So are what are you mixed with?
Yeah, so my mom is white, my father is black.
Okay. And so was it your white side of your family that introduced you to this world, or was it your black side, or a combination of both?
Yeah, it was definitely my mother's side. It was her father that got me into fishing when I was really young. So that kind of it fits in with what we're talking about here. But yeah, and I fish with a few people on my father's side as well. But for the most part, it's the fishing and camping and that sense of stuff is on my mother's side.
Cool. So what you want to do with Journey for a Cause is to basically have people see a black person in that setting, which they're not used to, and to expose other people of color to this lifestyle and
Correct,
bring
correct.
awareness. I think that's
Yep.
much needed, and I think that's a great idea for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're studying environmental science, right?
Yes.
There we go. I wanted to talk more about that. So what got
Yeah.
you into environmental science, and why did you choose that as a major?
Yeah, definitely. So as we've been talking about, I've really been into the outdoor lifestyle since I was a little kid. My dream job was to be a marine biologist forever. But then once basketball came into the picture and I realized I wanted to play college basketball, I kind of had to filter out schools where some of programs that they had kind of fit what I had wanted to do. And the school I'm at now, Grace College, they don't have a marine biology program. We're not on the water or on the beach somewhere, but the environmental science program is incredibly good here. And yeah, so I want to do something in the future in the environmental field. Environmental science is a broad base, but with that, I think I can go into many different areas. If I want to do more education somewhere, I will be able to. But that's really how I got into the environmental science.
That's super cool. Would you say that you're like one of the only black environmental science majors at your school, or do you go to a very diverse school?
I'm trying to think. I think I may be the only black kid in the environmental science program. I definitely am in my graduation year. I'm not sure about the years below me, but I definitely am in my graduation year.
That's awkward. So, just out of curiosity, do you ever get any comments about, your boating lifestyle and fishing, or like, do people say like, that's weird, like black people don't fish, or do you ever get those types of comments by other people in
Yeah, I definitely do, and a lot of times it's just interesting, like side looks. But I have multiple occasions, literally, people have told me, "Well, black people don't fish." Like just making like tr whether trying to make a joke or whatnot, that has definitely come out of people's mouths, and I've definitely heard that on a number of occasions.
I feel like people in New Orleans would beg to differ, because I know that
Yeah,
there's a lot of black fishermen out there
and
in the South. But so
it
how
does have a lot to do with where we're at too. I mean, I'm in Indiana, and obviously down south, there's a much more diverse and heavily a heavy black population than there is in northern Indiana.
so what is your response to comments like that, or how do you educate people and let them know that that's not true? Like, what are your comebacks? What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean that's a good question. I mean, it's different every time. Sometimes it's just you just kind of turn the other cheek and go on about your day. There's not much you can do to combat ignorance besides education, and that's what I'm trying to do with Journey for a Cause is education and just trying to get people exposed.
That's, like I said, much needed. Would you ever consider working on a research vessel?
Yeah, I would. I've actually talked with my advisor about that a couple years ago, as a potential career option.
Yeah.
I think the door is wide open for me right now in terms of what direction I could go in. So I think that'll all be figured out in the future, but that has definitely crossed my mind once or twice.
Yeah, that would be, I would work on a research vessel, to be honest. There's a sailing yacht that's going to Mexico soon where they are all about like ocean conservation, but they're like renegades. Like they like attack people that are legally fishing and like put it like stop it. Like, I don't know if I could be on the front lines like that, but like I've thought about being on a research vessel of some sort. I think that'd be super cool.
Yeah.
I think National Geographic does like expeditions too, like, and with scientists aboard doing a bunch of research. So there's definitely a future in that for you if you didn't want to go to the NBA. is that even like on your mind, or you just want to play college basketball and like get on with it?
Yeah, really, it's just I want to play college basketball and then get on in the environmental world.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Could you also become like an environmental like engineer of some sort? Is that a thing?
I have thought about that. I'm not entirely sure what that position entails. I've thought about it a little bit, but that'll definitely have to be some more, or there'll have to be some more research put into that.
So right now your passion is bringing awareness and diversity to the boating and outdoors world and doing your journey.
Yep.
Spreading the love, spreading the knowledge.
Yep. Yeah.
And getting it done. So you have a GoFundMe, right?
Yes.
How can people find you? How can people donate and follow your journey?
Yeah, definitely. So I have a website. It's called Journey for a Cause. You can just look it up on Google. The GoFundMe link, social media links, everything is all linked straight through that website. You can find it there. And also there's some apparel you can buy, and all of those proceeds will go to support the journey and then to support organizations that are fighting for equality and equal rights in the country.
That's awesome. All right. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us on Diversity in Yachting. Again, this is my guest, Eddie Gill IV. And check them out on Journey for a Cause and stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.